Well, mark your calendar. For Friday night, the Beatles Tribute Band returns with a special one-night engagement in the historic Frohenthal Theater. Don't miss this opportunity. And goodness gracious, don't miss this conversation with my next guest. I'd like to say hello to you, John Lennon, but I don't want to throw you off. Let's say hello to you, Mark Benson, who is John Lennon Friday night. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You're quite welcome. The Beatles Tribute Band, if you haven't had this experience, well, you're missing it, so make sure you attend this Friday night. What, you take us back to 1964, the tribute?
The idea behind 1964 is to show you what it was like if you were lucky enough to get a ticket to see the Beatles in the 60s. We choose the music that was basically what they chose from. Of course, our show was much longer than theirs. Their show was about 30 minutes, about 12 songs, never an encore. And although when we first started, we tried to do that to be very authentic, the promoters weren't having it. So our show's a little longer than that. It's about 2 hours of music. But anyway, the first seven American releases is where we choose our music from. So everything Revolver and Before, all the early She Loves You, Twist and Shout, I Want to Hold Your Hand, Help, Hard Day's Night, you know, all those, the ballads and the screamers and the, just the, all the up-tempo songs about love.
That's great. Over 25 years of researching and performing have made 1964 Masters certainly your craft. Mark, how'd you get to be a John Lennon here?
Well, you know, I think all of us were Beatle fans ever since there were Beatles, but we never sort of did the note for note, guitar for guitar impersonation thing. We just played the song like a lot of other people did growing up in the 60s and 70s and 80s. And believe it or not, we never, ever intended this to be full-time. We thought this was going to be something that we would do at arm's length, maybe once a month, once every 2 months, because we assumed it was going to be a baby boomer thing and that it was going to be, you know, once an oldies party, a class reunion, maybe a nightclub, but nothing full-time. And by the second year that we started this, we hit huge in the college market, which really surprised us because it became very clear very fast that there's no demographic, as I'm sure you know.
Right.
There's no age group that doesn't like the Beatles. It's toddlers to grandparents, and it just took off. So by the second year, it was full-time, and it hasn't stopped since.
Congratulations.
And now we're in our 33rd year touring.
That's great. And
unbelievable.
So you must get along with Tom and Bobby and looks like Mac as well, yes?
Well, we're practically friends by now, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you've had this question before. I mean, are you John Lennon on stage, or are you just playing his songs? Tell me, I mean, is this a gig?
Well, of course. You know, you try to find something similar, something you can relate to in the character that you're portraying, like any actor does when they're playing a role in a movie. Try to find something in there that you connect with that you can put forward on stage. I always enjoyed John's humor and his ability to, both John and Paul could sing beautiful ballads and just rock out and sing these screamers as well, which was very unusual for musicians to be able to do. It was either, you know, you were either a ballad singer or you were a rocker. And so I like to, in the show, we try to do, give the people a giggle now and then with the in between the songs chatting. And play the songs that we all grew up loving to play. So, I mean, I get to play my favorite music every night that I perform. And it's just amazing when you can look out in the audience and literally see three generations of a family sitting together, everybody singing, everybody's smiling, and they leave happy.
1960.
And there are very few, as I'm sure you know, there are very few types of entertainment at all that would hold the attention span of three different generations.
At cross promotion. 1964, the tribute. It does return to the Frohenthal Theater thanks to the Beatles Tribute Band. My guest on the line portraying John Lennon, Mark Benson. Mark, do you bring others? Do you have a backup band, or is it just the four of you?
It's just us four. It's always been just the four of us. You have people that sub when someone gets sick and things like that, but there's not two groups, one waiting and one playing Tuesday night and one playing Wednesday night. It's the same guys every night we perform.
That's great. Well, you'll continue this until you're asked not to? Is that kind of the plan?
Yes, that's exactly right. Until somebody comes up and says, please, please stop doing this.
That's not going to happen. Mark Benson, thanks. Conversational tease. We have 1964, The Tribute. I'm going to give all the contact information to get your tickets for, well, Friday night at the beautiful Frohenthal Center. How do we find out more information about you all?
This is such a great family show. I just wanted to let people know. You can bring your kids. You can bring your grandparents. You can bring everybody. It's such good, clean fun, but great rock and roll.
Is there a website to find out more about 1964, The Tribute?
1964thetribute.com.
You got that. Thanks to you, Mark Benson. We'll see you as John Lennon, Can't Wait, and the rest of the gang on stage at the Frohenthal Theater Friday night. Take care.